to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The president holds the upper hand. He holds it for two reasons. He controls who'll get the checks on August the 3rd and who won't. That'll be, and he, if he wants to threaten Social Security, he can do that. Whether he has to actually withhold those checks or not is a moot point. As long as he threatens it, it will scare the hell out of any Republican anywhere. Second, on the issue of the public relations, I think Obama scored a coup on the weekend where the press completely swallowed the White House line that the president is open to entitlement cuts and therefore the onus of any shutdown will be on Republicans who are insisting on no taxes. In fact, the president has not offered ever a structural change in any of the entitlements. He pretends he does. The press is giving him a pass, and he's quitting on strategy. In that case, I think McConnell at least is looking for a way out.
There's political analyst Charles Krauthammer, who thinks that President Obama now has the upper hand in the ongoing debt talks. And that's where we start. The hour that you're about to listen to will focus on the debt, the TSA, and all kinds of other things that are part and parcel of discussion this week. At least we're broadening our horizons a little bit. On MSNBC, Chris Jensen talked to Senator Bernie Sanders, who doesn't like what the president is doing with the debt talks.
Yesterday, you were pretty tough on the president, saying he's breaking his word by trying to cut Social Security. Do you think he's just giving too much to try to get this deal done?
Well, I wasn't being tough. I was simply saying the truth. When he ran for president, he made it very clear that he would not cut Social Security. What he is proposing now is what amounts to a very significant reduction in the CPI for seniors, which, when people become 75, would be $500 a year. When you're 85, it would be $1,000 a year. Those are significant cuts, and he campaigned against that.
But if the idea is to reform entitlements and, frankly, to strike some kind of bargain with the Republicans, don't you have to give something up in order for them to give something up?
Well, sure you do. But the vast majority of the American people have been very clear on this in every single poll that's come out. When the wealthiest people in this country are becoming much wealthier and their tax rates are the lowest in 50 years, when major corporations are making billions in profits and in some cases paying nothing in taxes, do you really think the solution is going to an 85-year-old person and taking $1,000 out of his Social Security check? Nobody believes that that is fair. We need a shared sacrifice approach. Yes, you need cuts. Of course you need cuts. But you need the wealthiest people and large corporations who are doing phenomenally well also to play a significant role in deficit reduction and not just working families, the sick, and the elderly and our children.
As we know, this deal has a lot riding on it. I want to play for you what the president said about Social Security checks.
Can you guarantee as president those checks will go out on August the 3rd?
I cannot guarantee that those checks will go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it.
If senior citizens are calling your office, Senator, and saying, hey, is my check in the mail, what are you going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them that it is absolutely imperative that the debt ceiling be raised, and we're going to do everything that we can to make it happen. We are not going to allow, for the first time in the history of America, this country not to pay its debts. It will be a disaster for America, a disaster for the world. But on the other hand, you simply cannot give the Republicans everything that they want and move toward deficit reduction on the backs of some of the weakest, the most vulnerable people in this country.
So at the end of the day, you've been around for a long time, Senator. Realistically, how do you see this thing getting resolved? I mean, we just heard from Mike
Vaccaro.
Mitch McConnell's last-ditch plan is already dead in the water.
Look, at the end of the day, if you're asking me, do I believe the United States will not default on its debts? Yeah, I do believe that. I think that we will pay off the debts that we have to. I think one of the one of the important factors here is Wall Street. If the United States defaults on its debts, the people who will be hurt the most are on Wall Street. They will lose a lot of money. Well, you know what? Those guys kind of run the show around here. They're very powerful. I don't think they want to lose that money. I think they're going to talk to their Republican colleagues and say, you know what? We have to pay our debts. Let's do it.
Senator McCain weighs in on Senator McConnell's proposal to raise the debt ceiling next on the countdown.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along as we continue to focus on the budget. That's what's going on a lot of talk radio programs, the debt ceiling, ongoing battle over these things in Washington. Here's Barry Young talking to Senator McCain about the proposal offered by Senator McConnell.
We have Senator John McCain on the lines with us, who just got done with a vote and just dashed over to the phone. And as always, John, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Barry. And one of the reasons why I appreciate you having me on is this. I'd like to discuss with you for just a moment this proposal that McConnell made.
You are reading my mind. What the hell is going to Senator Mitch McConnell? What the heck is going on here?
Well, what's going on is, if you notice yesterday afternoon, the president stated that, quote, Social Security checks are in danger in the event of a government shutdown. You may remember in 1995, we had a face-off with then-President Clinton and lost badly because they were cutting off Social Security, closing the national parks, et cetera, et cetera. And the president obviously now is playing the scare card. Now, what McConnell has proposed is a way, as a last resort, to prevent a government shutdown. Okay? Because what the president is clearly doing, because he's already backed off some of the commitments that he made to Senator Kyle, that the vice president made to Senator Kyle in their negotiations. So we will continue to fight for a balanced budget amendment, for cuts in spending, but we will adamantly oppose increases in taxes. The president is adamantly in place for increasing taxes. That's the whole difference here, okay? And so what McConnell said yesterday is we'll continue to negotiate, but we will not, at least as far as Republicans are concerned, allow for the government to shut down, which means Social Security, veterans, pay for the men and women in the military, et cetera. You see my point?
Could this get out of hand, though? I mean, because it's complicated what he's proposing, but as I understand it, Congress authorizes in the debt increase, and the president gets the debt increase really quickly, but he's supposed to submit some tax cuts along with it. But how are you going to make him submit those tax cuts?
Well, if he doesn't want to, then obviously the onus is then on him that the government gets shut down. You can't make the president do anything. But right now, he is playing it so that he is going to force Republicans to cave in on tax increases because he will put the responsibility on us to increase the debt limit. Otherwise, as in 1995, we will get the blame. I guarantee you, I'm getting calls into my office this morning. Senator McCain, are you going to cut off my Social Security? You see what I mean?
Well, but you have been used as a pawn, all of us have been used as a pawn by the president, and you're right, it's scare tactics.
Yes, we have been used as a pawn because the vice president made commitments to Senator Kyle on some spending cuts that they have now backed off of. In other words, the status quo means the president wins, as in 1995, threat of government shutdown, and no Social Security checks or disability or veterans, et cetera, and forces the Congress then to agree to his tax increases. You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So what McConnell is trying to do is saying, we'll continue to negotiate, but we will not agree to an increase in taxes. We will only agree for cuts in spending. It is not taxes that is the problem of our fiscal crisis that we're in. It's spending.
Here's how Steve Courtney talking to Congresswoman Candace Miller about the debt talk situation. It seems like the only thing that's getting done is a lot of blaming and finger-pointing.
Congresswoman, it seems as though we have finger-pointing going on, nothing new to politics. The question becomes, how soon can we have this thing resolved?
Well, it needs to be resolved, obviously, that we're running up against a deadline. Unfortunately, it seems as though a lot of times the Congress won't make a decision until we get into a crisis mode. But, you know, let me just say this about this debt ceiling. I've been in politics a while, as you know, Steve, and I really think that this is certainly has the potential to be one of the more impactful votes since I've been in the Congress. And I think it needs to be impactful. I'll tell you what, I don't want to be in Congress when it's easy. You know, I worked hard to get here like everybody. I'm not complaining about that. I'm a volunteer. But, you know, now we have a historic opportunity to really help the next generation have their chance at opportunity and prosperity. And so I think you've got sort of a clash of ideology here. You have the president who wants to have a big part of the deal be raising taxes, and the Republicans are saying, no, we don't want that. And I think, you know, just cutting dollar for dollar, in other words, the question to raise the debt ceiling is about $2 trillion, a little more. And if we just have cuts of $2 trillion, hey, in my mind, that is just not a serious negotiation. That's not a serious deal.
Well, the president is rejecting any plans, Congresswoman, for anything that is short term. To a degree, I agree with that, because, you know, if you're just going to, you know, put a Band-Aid on it, for crying out loud, we're going to go through the same thing in the not too distant future. At the same time, the president's saying Social Security checks are in doubt. Now, for our senior citizens, that is certainly not what you want to hear. Now, my question becomes, in the world of politics, Congresswoman Miller, how much grandstanding is going on here?
I think a lot of grandstanding is going on. I think it's really a very much a lack of leadership of the president to be trying to scare seniors the way that he's doing.
Coming up, it's been over a week since the not guilty verdict, but talk radio is still buzzing about Casey Anthony.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in the focus. We're interested in what's going on with Casey Anthony right now. John King talks to psychiatrist Dr. Keith Ablo about her rumored plan to change her name and try to disappear after she gets out of jail.
It's interesting that apparently Casey is going to be taking on disguises, according to sources, after she leaves jail. Maybe hair dye. There was talk of maybe plastic surgery, which supposedly she has refused. But her team says she does not understand the depth of the vitriol among people who are on the outside. She's been sheltered from all that for these 3 years in jail.
No, she doesn't understand anything. See, that's the thing. Police were, at a loss. Why would she take us to a place of work that she doesn't even work? Why isn't she grieving the loss of her daughter? This is a young woman who's been wearing one disguise or another her entire existence. So it's, in a way, a terrible, predictable tragedy that she would come out of incarceration only to be costumed. But she's been wearing a mask, if you will, for a long time. And I got to tell you, on the stand and in her writings from prison to other inmates, which I've reviewed, the way she describes being sexually abused, I'm not saying right now whether it happened or didn't, is the way that victims of sexual abuse relate those feelings to me. It's exactly the way they do. None of what she says about that sounds fabricated, not to this forensic psychiatrist.
Talk host Bob Connor is here with criminal defense attorney Elizabeth Kelly. They talk about the proposed Cayley's Law and whether it's a good idea.
What is Cayley's Law?
Cayley's Law is legislation that's been introduced, and I think that the most recent count is in 18 states, and it would basically make it a felony if a parent or guardian did not report a missing child within a certain number of hours or days, and the same if a parent or guardian did not report a child's death within a certain period of hours. And this, of course, is in response to the verdict that was handed down last week in the trial of Casey Anthony. People found that it was bizarre, to put it mildly, that Casey Anthony did not report the fact that little Cayley was missing for 31 days. And this is thought by many people to deter future behavior on the part of Casey Anthony's of the world. This legislation, of course, is predicated on the fact that virtually everyone in the American public, except for me and a few other people, believe that the jury made a huge mistake and that Casey Anthony was guilty.
So that is Kaylee's Law, huh?
What, yeah, it's like Amber's Law and Megan's Law and the Adam Walsh Act, pieces of legislation that were introduced and passed and became law in response to the disappearance or the murder of these children.
So, in your eyes, Elizabeth, is this a good deal? Should we have a Kaylee's Law, or is this just do something because something should be done?
The latter point. Every time in our society when we have a problem, when we have an outrage, people rush and they introduce a piece of legislation. And that's why right now we have such over-criminalization in our society. We have had an explosion in recent years of state laws and federal laws, many of which are either superfluous, that is to say there's already legislation or laws on the books to cover that type of behavior, or those pieces of legislation have been introduced and they don't have what we call a mens rea requirement or an intent requirement.
We'll shift our focus to the presidential race and more on that marriage vow pledge up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, welcome back to the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Our attention now goes to the presidential race and the marriage vow pledge, kind of controversial, signed by both Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum. Host Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talked about Ms. Bachmann, wondering how she can say that she's against big government, but she signs this pledge to allow government into your computer, your home, and even your bedroom.
I don't necessarily think that pledges like this are real wise, but I understand why some people sign them, and I understand why some people say, I don't do pledges, just look at my life. You look at what I say and what I live by, and you go from there.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying you agree with Michelle Bachmann in the sense that you're against pornography, or that you think it's...
That, we were talking about homosexuality at that point. Okay. You were tied up. I believe homosexuality is a choice. As it relates to pornography, do I wish it were banned? Absolutely. Do I wish we didn't consume it? Absolutely. Do I wish that there was not an appetite for this stuff? You bet, because it destroys relationships. It destroys marriages. It leads to problems. No doubt about it. Here's the reality. It's not going away. The United States Supreme Court has defended its right to exist.
But does that mean that can you not be troubled by the fact that a conservative candidate like Michelle Bachmann has signed a pledge? And I don't think it's an incorrect inference to draw that she thinks it should be banned. And so I think it does lead to questions about, well, how conservative are you really if you're trying to basically come into people's homes, into their bedrooms or onto their computers and stop them from doing something, which, as you just mentioned, is protected by the Supreme Court. We got an email that says, hey, you know who else is against the porn industry? The Taliban. If you don't like it, don't watch it. And so I think it is fair, and that was what intrigued me about the story. Not that I thought it would be great if me and you could talk about pornography, but that I think you've got a conservative candidate, and I think you've got other conservatives that probably agree that do think it should be banned. And I'm like, yo, that is not a conservative position. That's called imposing your own morality and trying to eliminate something that's been protected by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, again, it's a slippery slope because there's no doubt that it leads to disastrous things. However, it's not going to be banned.
I also think that to suggest that it should be banned because some people, unfortunately, are exploited through trafficking and everything else, that's like saying that we should get rid of alcohol because some people drink and drive. You know, because it, something is abused, and because people take something and do something illegal with it, does not mean that you should then ban the entire thing, the legal part of it.
Here's host Leslie Grosch talking to a caller who thinks the media is out to get Michelle Bachmann.
The more the various news organizations dig into her life, the crazier she sounds. But I think it's just important to, you know, be as aware as possible of what a nut she is, because it looks like she could potentially be the nominee for the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. But here's what I think is going on. Can I fill you in on that for just
sure.
a second?
Go ahead.
Off the phone.
Yeah.
I think the media is pumping her up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're doing it for a reason. I think the media is pretty much, you know, a lot of people in it are quite liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see her nominated. They'd love to see it because it would be, you know, great news in the campaign. But a second thing I think would be she'd be utterly destroyed by election time.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd go down in flames.
That's a very interesting theory, Rial. I mean, it's sort of like the news of the world theory that, you know, news of the world, of course, tapped people's cell phones, deleted messages in one instance of a 12-year-old girl who had been murdered to make it seem like she might still be alive because they wanted to keep the story active and get a lot of web hits and sell a lot of newspapers. Maybe the media is doing that with Michelle Bachmann because she's sort of like the bloody story of the day, bloody in a metaphorical sense. So you might be right. I mean, that's a good theory.
Should go down like McGovern.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. She's doing a lot of damage in the meantime because there are people who follow her, who listen to what she says and believe every twisted word that trips from her tongue. Thanks for the call, Rial.
Oh, no problem. And one thing, if I could.
Sure.
Wait till they find out she was an IRS tax agent.
Yeah, the Tea Party won't be too happy with that.
Coming up, a medical journal suggests that obese children ought to be taken away from their parents. Wow, that's on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In the Focus next.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown. A new commentary in the Journal of American Medical Association says the parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody. The children should be placed in foster care. From CNN, Ali Velshi and Kieran Chetri talked to medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen about the argument the journal makes for removing a child from a parent's custody over something like this.
A commentary in a leading medical journal suggests that parents of obese children should lose custody of their kids because they're dangerously overweight.
Senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen joins us now. So this is something that people talk about a lot, childhood obesity, what a big problem it is. But what is their argument for actually removing a child from the custody of loving parents who maybe just aren't doing enough to control their weight?
Well, as you can imagine, this this commentary piece in the Journal of the American Medical Association is causing quite a bit of controversy. Bloggers are going crazy over this. The argument of these Harvard researchers is this. Look, nearly a third of kids in this country are overweight and obese, and some of them, the heavier ones, are really in danger of having terrible health problems later on. And if parents can't manage it, if they're given a chance to get their kids to lose weight, we should consider having the state take these kids away and put them into some form of foster care where they will have more of a chance of losing weight. That's their argument.
I mean, Detroit doesn't sort of tackle the fact that there are a host of other problems with taking kids away from their parents, so the kid might eat less and get a little slimmer, but you're taking a lot of other support services. What are people who have studied this having to say in response to this report?
You know, this is not a very popular idea. The experts we talked to said, look, first of all, how do you know the child's going to do any better in any other household? I mean, a child's weight is not completely in control of the parents. So that's, one argument that's out there. And, another argument that's out there is that the whole culture is making these children fat. It's not just the parents, and to take a child away from something that the parents didn't necessarily cause and that the parents can't necessarily solve seems pretty extreme.
And just for practical purposes, I mean, we're talking about budget cuts up and down the block, on a national level, on local levels. I mean, where would they get the amount of money involved in removing a child,
putting them to
someone else, giving them the money and the funding and the oversight that requires, trying to at least change the eating habits? I just don't see how that could really happen.
Right. There are not enough foster homes in this country for every child who is dangerously obese. There just aren't, and there's not enough money to take care of them. So your practical consideration is right. And from a legal standpoint, this would also be a little iffy. Like, let's say a state decided one day, hey, I read that article that the Harvard researchers wrote. Let's start doing that. Legally speaking, they'd probably be on pretty shaky ground. The standard is you take a child away from parents only when there's imminent danger. Let's say a child has juvenile diabetes and would die without insulin, and the parents refuse to give insulin. That's a good reason to take a child away from parents. But if a child is heavy, they're not in imminent danger of dying. I mean, sort of long term, yes, definitely they're at risk for some pretty bad things, but they're not in imminent danger of dying.
Here are our hosts Bill Radke and Linda Thomas talking about the medical journal article. the problem of obese children in general, and an example where an obese child became much healthier after she was taken away from her parents.
We all know that a lot of restaurant food is fatty and aimed at kids, and it's a big problem. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, I didn't realize this statistic, says children are getting a third of their calories from eating out, and all that restaurant fat is making them obese. Well, starting today, chains like IHOP and Burger King, Cracker Barrel, Chili's, Denny's, Starbucks as well, more than 15,000 American restaurants are taking a voluntary step and highlighting, in some cases, adding healthy menu options for kids. So on their menus, you'll see a little picture, like a little red apple, marking meals that are nutritious and have no more than 600 calories. For example, Burger King's breakfast muffin sandwich meal would qualify. It comes with fat-free milk and something called fresh apple fries.
I do like the idea of highlighting the healthy things in the menu, but, you know, there have been healthy options on menus, even at Burger King and McDonald's and all those places, for years.
Yes.
Kids don't choose them.
Yes.
And parents continue to buy the junk. So there's a bit of a problem with parents in this as well, and that's why there's one obesity expert associated with the Children's Hospital in Boston saying, it is time to take severely obese kids away from parents. They're not doing the job for whatever reason. They don't have the information. They don't have the money. Whatever it is, get these kids away from their parents temporarily. Put them in foster care until their weight can be brought under control. And he's basing this, this is Dr. David Ludwig, on one experience he had with a child who at the age of 3 was 90 pounds. By the time he saw her at 12, she weighed 400 pounds. They did take that child away from her parents' custody. And a year later, she had lost 130 pounds, and all of the health issues she had seemed to go away. So he's writing about this today in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Still, of course, this raises questions that we debate all the time in this country about when it's time for the state to step in.
Yes.
We talk about child abuse and neglect being one of those cases. So I think more likely than a proposal that's going to get adopted, I think this is a provocative idea to get us thinking about obesity as a case of at least child neglect.
Talk host Outlaw Dave with a caller who thinks it's a bad idea to give the government this kind of power to intrude into our personal lives.
What about the idea that sometimes people just aren't good enough parents? And now, I mean, and this isn't just a speculative conversation. These people are actually advocating the state step in the case of extreme obesity and remove the children from the parents and put them into foster care.
I can name a couple of examples of a government taking people's children either voluntarily that people gave them to them or not. Hitler had the Hitler Youth. Mao had the children that were given to him. I mean, it's a simple fact. If you give the government the power to do one thing, they'll expand on that power. And as soon as they expand on that power, it's too late. The way you can stop it is by not giving it to them in the first place.
Anytime we hear something about the government intruding into our lives, you say we should be suspicious and say, not no, but hell no.
Basically, because, I mean, it's not that I distrust my government overall. I mean, the government has its place. We need a group of people to facilitate the existence of our country and our community as a form of organized facilities and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, the infrastructure, military, roads, public works. But then we get into the conversations about public health and the protecting the benefits of the greater good. Here's where we go wrong. And that's when we let people like insurance companies begin to infringe upon our policies by saying, well, you know, obesity is costing us so much. And yet there needs to be something done about it. We've been hearing this battle cry about combating obesity, yet at the same time it does seem to be an epidemic.
That's why the government should not. Our main issue with that is it's not parents so much, even that, if you're talking about the government. As far as the children go, it's parents' problem. The problem with the kids' obesity is the parents' fault. But as far as the government wanting to get involved, that goes all the way back to the lobbies and the influence money being sent into these politicians that feel like it's their responsibility to do what the parents won't do. It's not, they weren't elected for that. They have their own job. They have the things they're supposed to be doing. But when you have these, like you said, the insurance companies getting involved, that forces our government into this nanny state mentality where they're like, well, the private market can't handle it, and we need to make it public and things like that. But the government, to me, has never done anything as far as, okay, look at the post office. Right now, UPS truck is pulling up to my office. He's doing the job that they're shutting down the government-funded one to do. And I'm looking at private enterprise taking over for the public one itself. Now, I don't want the government to take over health care and our parents and kids and do the same thing until the day that you have to have a company or somebody else finally come around and fix it. No, don't break it in the first place.
Up next, more problems for the TSA. The Talk Radio Countdown Show loves the TSA. They're up next.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, so let's see here. Some talk about the TSA this week. MSNBC's Richard Liu talked to Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah about the high number of security breaches and the complaints that continue to plague the TSA.
You recently led an inquiry into airport security, and you found something. What did you find there?
Well, the numbers are absolutely stunning. Look, we got a lot of good people working at the TSA, but having poured tens of billions of dollars, having tens of thousands of people, what we found is over 25,000 security breaches over the last 10 years. What really scares me are the ones that we don't know about. Those are just the documented ones, so we don't know about all the other ones. We found perimeter screening that is just abhorrent. You look at JFK, a quarter-mile fence is 4 years behind in terms of being repaired. And then probably one of the most stunning numbers, more than 80% of our nation's airports, of which there are 457, more than 80% of them have never had a joint vulnerability assessment done by the TSA and the FBI. I don't know how we can be, you know, almost 10 years out from 9/11 and have 80% of our airports having never gone through a joint vulnerability assessment. That's just totally unacceptable, in my opinion.
Congress, I want to get your response to this. The TSA says this to what you are saying there. Quote, these numbers represent a tiny fraction of 1% of more than 5.5 billion travelers at the more than 450 airports nationwide that we have screened effectively since 9/11. Now, many of these instances were thwarted or discovered in the act. With improved information and tougher security measures, we have taken extensive steps to increase the safety of the traveling public, and that is why airports today are safer than ever. And that's from Nicholas Kimball, the press secretary. And if you do the math also, they're saying that when you divide it into each and every year, we're talking about just a handful of cases per year per airport.
We're talking about seven breaches per day. And I recognize they have a very, very difficult job, but the threat is very real. What I worry about is we're participating in security theater. Those whole body imaging machines, of which we spent $175,000 a piece, we're doing that because they have lobbyists instead of doing what we should be doing, in my opinion, using bomb-sniffing dogs. So we know those machines aren't foolproof. They can't find every bomb-making material, but dogs are much more effective, according to the Pentagon, who spent $19 billion looking at these and doing these assessments. So, again, are we doing everything we could and we should? I think the challenge before our nation is how do we become more secure and yet less invasive? invasive. We can't give up every liberty to secure an airport in the name of security. We just can't keep doing that. But we're not doing the basics. We're not even assessing a lot of these airports. And so, and then you have, you know, whole sections of fences that are just left unchecked for years upon time. That's just unacceptable.
Talk host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Aaron Katursky about the new report citing 25,000 breaches of airport security.
The latest story about airport security and the concerns that even though we have all these stories about ridiculousness, six-year-olds being not strip searched but patted down and all these other stories. Well, I don't need to go through all the stories. With all of that, there have been more than 25,000 security breaches, an average of about 7 per day occurring at U.S. airports since November of 2001 from this newly released Department of Homeland Security documents and report. And as you might guess, ABC's Aaron Katursky all over this. Aaron, good morning.
Paul W., good morning. This involves 25,000 security breaches since November 2001, which the TSA says is just a tiny fraction when you compare it to the more than 5 billion passengers who have been screened at airports around the country since then. But to security experts who say that it only takes one breach for things to go catastrophically wrong, this is troubling. And so Congress is going to take a look at this today and see whether these breaches were indeed serious or whether any of them could be prevented by different screening methods.
Well, I have to ask, how do they come up with 25,000 security breaches? Because, frankly, it's the security breaches they never caught or counted that concern me. Because if there are 25,000 that they know of, I mean, it could be 10 times that they never knew anything about, obviously.
Well, exactly right, and that's why this is, to some, such an alarming report. And these lapses involve security checkpoints. There was that incident in Newark where a lovesick guy wanted to see his girlfriend off to California, so he snuck through a checkpoint, caused all sorts of chaos. There are lapses involving checked luggage, whether they were actually the bags were screened properly. There were breaches of airport perimeters. Just today, we're talking about a story here in New York where some naked guy jumped over the fence at JFK. So some of these are minor. Some of them may be a bit more major, but either way, the TSA says many of these were thwarted or discovered in the act.
Which leads me to say that if they were thwarted or discovered in the act, it wasn't a breach of security, it was security working. Why is this confusing to me and seemingly just another way for us to waste our money?
Well, the concern is that for all the billions spent and some of the hassles the passengers have endured, and we've spoken about these high-profile cases of elderly passengers or children being screened, some would say inappropriately, the TSA is in a tough spot. Everyone wants them to be right 100% of the time, but passengers don't want anything terribly invasive, and sometimes those two things don't necessarily go together.
Well, there's more about this and the other items. If you want to check them out, the stories behind the stories are at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at the DougStephan.com website.